start off in the park and we go through Hexall, we meet people we know, people we don't know, morning, how are you? And it is a health benefit. It gets us socialising. Health-wise, it gets us walking, gets your heartbeat up, and you can do more thinking, actually, when you're walking.
Happy National Walking Month. I'm Matt from Living Streets, the national charity that stands up for pedestrians. This is the second in our special series of podcasts to celebrate National Walking Month, which is our annual campaign dedicated to celebrating and raising awareness of the benefits of walking. The month focuses on how walking can take you to more than just a destination. It can take you to a clearer head, more family time, hidden treasures in your neighbourhood, a fatter wallet from savings on petrol or public transport, and a healthier environment. Each of our podcasts in this series will focus on a different benefit. As we get some healthy competition going in the run-up to Walk to Work Week, which runs from the 12th to the 16th of May, we'll be investigating in this episode how walking can take you to a better shape. Walking's an incredible thing for your physical health. The Director of Health and Wellbeing at Public Health England, Kevin Fenton, even describes it as a wonder drug. It doesn't require any special equipment or costly gym memberships. It's easily built into a busy lifestyle and protects you against a number of health problems, including high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. It can help reduce joint pain and to prevent back pain and keep your bones strong. And it's great aerobic exercise as well. It raises your heart rate, meaning your body gets better at using oxygen. In this podcast, we'll be meeting some of the people who've been getting into better shape through walking. We'll be talking to radio producer Mark Higgins, who started walking to work during Walk to Work Week last year. Since then, he's kept it up, lost 2 stone, and gained so much else in return. We'll be hearing about a community walking project Living Streets set up in Doncaster 5 years ago, and which is still going strong today, fueled by the health benefits it brings its members. Once again, our stats man, Tim Fitchers, will be firing us up with his favourite facts and figures about how walking can improve our physical health.
I'm Rachel from Living Streets, and we're in a basement office in the heart of London, here to speak to Mark, who's taken part in Walk to Work Week and has seen some amazing results. Let's kick off. What started your interest in walking? What prompted you to take part?
My girlfriend Hannah. I found out about Walk to Work Week through her. It's just something I thought I can do, something fairly easy that's not going to impact me too much. Should be able to get something out of it. I wasn't sure what at the beginning. At the end of it, obviously, it worked out really well.
You obviously decided to do something that was part of your daily routine. Was that an important part of taking part?
Because I'm quite regimented in how I operate in the morning, so I like to get up at the same time, leave the house at the same time. And knowing that it would take me an hour or a bit less than an hour to walk from my house to my work and start on time was really kind of beneficial to me. So that kind of emerged during the first few days of Walk to Work, that, hey, this is something that I could continue beyond this initiative and just keep doing. And it was, once I found that, you know, I enjoyed it as much as I do, it was a pretty easy decision to make.
You got involved because you heard about Walk to Work Week from Hannah. Were there any other motivations for walking?
It was a way to lose a bit of weight, firstly, to get a bit more active, because I'm generally not a very active person. I don't really play sports, I don't go to the gym, but I do enjoy walking. So the idea of being able to get a bit more active, get a bit more fit, lose a bit of weight and not actually have to spend any money on a gym or whatever else, or a bike that I might not be able to use as often as I would like. That was definitely one of the reasons.
So how far is your journey to work and how does it compare to your previous journey?
Well, it's 3.5 miles odd of a walk, which is good because it means I can do it door to door. To me, that's doable in the mornings and walking home again. And it takes me about 48 minutes, which is quite good. I actually moved house to 5 minutes further away and my journey became a bit longer, and I've been trying to lower myself back down to 45 minutes, like, to get that speed back up. It's not a huge amount compared to my journey before, which was a walk to the tube station, a train there and then a walk back in. That was half an hour, so it's only another 20 odd minutes more, and I get so much more out of the journey than, you know, sitting on a train in the morning.
You walk through the centre of London. What are the highlights of your walk to work?
It's a real treat, actually, when I think about it, because I walk up past Elephant and Castle, through Waterloo, and then it really starts getting good with a walk through the South Bank, over the Golden Jubilee Bridge, then Trafalgar Square, then Soho, Chinatown, all the way up into W1, which is where I work. So there's always something happening. There's either like an event in Trafalgar Square or movie premieres being set up in Leicester Square that you walk through. You don't just kind of get into the same routine of saying the same buildings and the same people. There's always something different going on, which is quite exciting.
So one of the motivations you mentioned for walking to work was to lose weight. How soon did you start noticing changes?
I would say within about 2 to 3 weeks of actually, you know, doing Walk to Work Week and starting that off, it became quite clear that I was getting a bit more fit, I was getting faster as I was walking. I walk quite fast. I walk, and again, this is a really geeky thing to know because I've got all the apps for it, but I walk at 4.5 miles an hour. So I know that if I maintain that pace, I'm going to be burning a lot of calories and it is just going to start to come off. After a few weeks, that really became evident, which was great.
And how much have you lost since you've been walking?
It's about 2 stone now, probably a little bit over 2 stone in the year I've been doing it, which I'm completely shocked by. I never would have guessed it would have been that much when I started it. I'm always trying to beat my personal best. Having the apps, it kind of turns walking into a game. And if you just think, oh, wow, I just walked 6 miles, you get a good feeling out of it to know that you've done something a bit out of the ordinary.
Brilliant, and you've managed to keep it off as well.
Yeah, some of it's crept back on a little bit, but then as soon as you start walking again and getting into that pattern and that rhythm, which I really enjoy, you notice it just kind of slide away again.
Have you noticed any other changes in body shape or general health and well-being?
My arms have got skinnier, which I wasn't expecting at all. Didn't realise that could happen, but I suppose if you look at your body, you don't really notice what it could be, you just see what it is at the time. And just, yeah, just kind of overall a bit more endurance. The rare occasions I've had to sprint for a bus, I've been a little bit less out of puff by the time I've got there. I wouldn't say I'm, you know, super fit yet, but I'm certainly better than I was. Just to have a bit less weight on myself is really good.
And what does it do for the start of your day?
It really does good things for it. It kind of sets it up on a good level. Previously, if I've been on the tube or just sitting around, you know, on a bus or whatever, still quite lethargic in the mornings, you know, just rolled out of bed and headed in. But after walking, you know, the 3 miles into work, 3.5 miles, you're kind of active already. Your mind's active, your body's active, and you're ready to just start off. So I would say I'm a lot more productive in that first hour of the day than I used to be.
Have your colleagues reacted to your new lifestyle change?
It's sort of a running joke in the office because a lot of them go to the gym or they cycle. So recently, well, last year I completed the Capital Ring going all around London, and I was printing out the maps and the directions. They're always saying, oh, what's that, Mark? What are you off doing that on? It just became kind of a running thing. They couldn't understand why I was walking for recreation in such a way. My manager, he had a bus card or a tube card to get him from Waterloo to the office, and now he just walks that every day. I can't lay claim to all of that, but I think because they see me walking, it's a lot more visible and they're thinking more about it.
So you're setting a great example.
I'm doing my best. I'm giving it a go.
If someone was thinking of walking to work, what would be your top tips or advice?
To enjoy it, number one, just to think of it as something that you can enjoy and allow time for it. If you're not the fastest person in the world, it's fine to go a little bit slower, but just to enjoy the walk, because if you're not enjoying it, you won't keep it up. Also, get some decent shoes, or, you know, have something to change into when you leave work or before you leave. If you're doing it every day in, I don't know, sneakers or whatever else, you're not going to get the support on your feet, and that will start to hurt. So I've got a really nice pair of walking trainers that do the job. And also just to be aware of the other people, you know, pedestrians that are around as well as you. I have often tended to think of them as obstacles, which they're not. They're fellow road users, and you need to have respect for them as well as buses, cars, cycles, all the rest of them.
What would you say to someone who doesn't want to walk because it's raining?
Just give it a go. Be prepared for it. Just make sure you've got a change of clothes or a rain jacket or something, because it's easy enough once you get into it. You can just go for it, and if you don't like it, it's fine, you'll be at work soon.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for talking to us for this podcast, and enjoy Walk to Work Week this year.
No problem, it's been a pleasure.
Now I'm with Tim Fitches, our stats expert. Tim's going to tell us about his top facts and stats about how walking can lead to better shape. So, Tim, what's your number one stat?
Well, Matt, a 2-finger bar of Kit Kat is around 100 calories, and all you need to do to kick those calories into touch is walk for just 20 minutes. Now, this does depend on your weight, of course, but there's a really nifty formula you can use. If you're walking at a slow speed, around 2 miles an hour, then take your weight in pounds and halve it, and this tells you roughly how many calories you'll burn by walking 1 mile. Simple, eh?
Yeah, it's a pretty clever formula. So if I weigh 130 pounds, which of course I do, and I walk at a slow pace for a mile, I'll burn about 65 calories, if I do my maths right.
Spot on, Matt. Yeah, good maths. And if you walk a bit faster, what we might call the brisk pace, then you can use the same formula and just add on 15% at the end. So for example, I weigh a lot more than you, about 200 pounds, and I walk pretty quick. So I take half that, 100 calories, and add on another 15. So I've burned a total of 115 calories by walking 1 mile.
That's brilliant. What great maths. Now, what's your second favourite fact?
Well, this one's about how walking can boost your life expectancy. Would you believe it? It comes from a recent study published in The Lancet, which is a well-respected medical journal. The study found that just 15 minutes a day of moderate exercise, which includes brisk walking, can have significant health benefits and can add up to 3 years to your life expectancy.
So not only do walkers get to enjoy the mental and physical health benefits, they get to enjoy them for longer as well.
That's right, yeah. Now, Matt, a tester for you. How many muscles do you think we have in our bodies?
I don't know. What? 9.
It's generally considered to be around 640, but even the experts can't agree, and some say it's over 800. But something they do all agree on is that walking uses as many as 200. So while walking is great for keeping your trim, it's also good for keeping your joints and muscles active as well.
Can it do anything for my sore back, then?
Actually, it can, yes. 8 out of 10 people, Matt, like you, have lower back pain at some time in their lives. But people who walk more are less likely to get it. And if you already have lower back pain, walking can help to reduce it.
It's like a miracle cure.
Oh, it certainly is, yeah. Now, my final set of facts today is about the health benefits of walking to work. This comes from two researchers at two London universities. And they examined how various health indicators related to how people got to work. They found that compared to people who drove to work, people who walked had a lower risk of diabetes, a lower risk of being overweight, and they were less likely to have high blood pressure as well.
So there you have it, proof if anyone needs it that walking keeps you in better shape. Thanks for your time and your brain, Tim. It's been great talking to you with Evan.
You're welcome, Matt. Thanks very much.
See you later. To wrap things up, we're heading to Doncaster, where a community walking group set up by Living Streets a few years back is still going strong. We'll hear from one of the group's longest-standing members, Angie, and first, our project coordinator, Jim.
Hi, I'm Jim. I'm Living Streets project coordinator for South Yorkshire and Humber. We're currently here in Hexthorpe in Doncaster this morning. Hexthorpe was one of the projects that formed part of the Fit for Walking project, which ran for 4 years between 2008 and 2012. That had a similar premise to the project that I now run for older people, but the difference was that it was aimed at any kind of community group.
Yeah, well, Jim started off our group in 2009, which was a very exciting thing for us at Hexthorpe School, and we enjoyed it.
We did six initially, didn't we? I said, yes. I would lead six, because I only really had the time to do six, which, yeah, we'll do it on six consecutive Thursdays. We'll walk to different areas of Hexthorpe, yeah, we'll walk to the river, I think, one day, and we'll walk to some other kind of parks on different occasions, and yeah, I think a couple of times we ended up in the local cafe and had a, yes, bacon, a sausage, yes, sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Yes, which we still do. We still do occasionally. Yeah. The walking group sort of escalated on to being the Friends of Hexthorpe Park, because we do walk around the park. Usually on a Thursday we start off from the gate and we come into the dell, round, and usually down into Hexthorpe, the actual village itself. And we really enjoy it. And then we sometimes call at the cafe for coffee and, as you say, bacon sandwiches. But sometimes we just go back to the school and have a drink there, and we meet the teachers.
What do you think people get from the walks? Do you have a feeling that it's just kind of the social thing, that it's what you do every Thursday, as much as like meeting in a cafe, you come and you do the walk? Or do people get a sense of kind of health and well-being from it? Or is there that kind of purpose to it as well? Or is it more of just a kind of a social function, the walk?
That's, I think it's
a tricky one to answer.
I think it's a little bit of both, because we do get health-wise from it. But also it's a chance for the, because we're all of a certain age, usually, yes, from 60 to 70, and in fact, yeah, we've got one member at 79.
Right.
But what it is a chance for is for any member who feels that they either have been isolated or have got health problems, to just sort of bring it out and discuss it. And we have a laugh and a joke, and, you know, we talk about families and what they're not doing and what they are doing, and that sort of thing. And it just brings a sort of a social,
yes, yeah,
aspect, yeah, to it all, you know what I mean? It's really very good. Then we go back for coffee and we might meet up with the teachers and the teaching assistants and hear their woes and they hear ours, and it's good.
Yeah. So I know, Angela, you have dogs, so you'll be out anyway. I know you do a lot of walking with your dogs,
yes,
several times a day, and you obviously use a park for that. But is the people in the group maybe that don't have dogs, that this is maybe the only time that they would walk around the neighbourhood, or only time they get about as far as they do on the walks on Thursday?
I think it is on a Thursday, but most of our members now walk to town.
Right.
Which they probably
it's a good
wouldn't
mile,
have done
it? Mile,
before.
Mile and a quarter, yes, into town. It's a decent, it's, yes, a decent stretch.
Yes, there are people that walk from their home, which is probably about 20, 25 minutes into town, that probably wouldn't have walked before we did these health walks. But,
excellent,
yes, they enjoy,
yeah,
it. They,
brilliant,
enjoy it very much, yeah. Yeah, we're still together anyway.
Yeah, yeah, so, 5 years on. What would you say are the main benefits you've derived from these weekly walks that you've had?
Well, for one thing, it's the changing seasons in the park, for a start. We enjoy the winter, especially the spring, and the autumn is really pleasant with all the trees. I don't know if you've seen the blossom up there.
Right, yes, yeah, yes, as we came in,
yes.
Yeah.
And really just greeting people that are walking about. We start off in the park and we go through Hexthorpe, we meet people we know, people we don't know, morning, how are you? And it is a health benefit because it gets us socialising. And it gets us, health-wise, it gets us walking, gets your heartbeat up. And everybody said that you can do more thinking, actually, when you're walking. It's been in the paper this morning that people who want to sort out a problem should walk more.
Yeah, and do you feel that that's the case with your group and yourself in particular?
Yes, I think so. Of course, the amalgamation of all the group adding to the problem that you've got helps you to put it into perspective.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. That's another part of health, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's the obvious kind of physical health benefits, but there's also the mental health benefits the well-being benefits.
Yes.
That's fantastic to hear. That's brilliant.
Yes, we enjoy it. We enjoy it very much, yes. Walking,
So as we've heard from Angela there, we can hear how beneficial the walks and the walking group has been to Angela herself and to her walking friends as well. As Angela was describing, it's not only the physical benefits that are gotten from the walks, it's also the emotional benefits and the mental well-being benefits. And what it shows is that walking works. Walking does really make a difference to people. What we aim to do is take the learning from the Fit of Walking project and all the successful walks that we did and put that into my new project, which is called Streets Apart, which is a very similar project, working with people across South Yorkshire, working with community groups, but more specifically working with older people. We're getting them out on their streets, getting them to have their say about how their streets are managed and maintained and designed. A key part of how we're going to do that is by involving older people in community street audits. So we'll actually organise an audit, go out with older people on their streets, look at how easy or difficult it may be for them to access their high streets. And if there are issues and concerns and difficulties, we will document those and we'll put them in a report, which then will be submitted to the local council. And hopefully then we'll be able to challenge the council to make some of the improvements that we recommend in the report. And hopefully by going through that process, we'll have some success like we have in previous projects, where we'll get improvements made to the public realm and improvements to the walking environment so that older people feel more confident and more comfortable in walking around their local neighbourhoods. I think what Living Streets as Older People's project demonstrates is that not only can walking make a person healthier, but also it can make a community healthier as well.
So that's all we've got time for. If you're listening to this before the end of Walk to Work Week, which runs from Monday the 12th to Friday the 16th of May, see if you can be inspired like Mark by our annual workplace challenge. Make sure you've signed up at walktoworkweek.org.uk, where you can create or join your online workplace, log all your walks to count miles walked, calories burned and carbon saved, and compete to see who can be crowned the top workplace walker. And in case you didn't already know, for more information about National Walking Month, you can go to www.livingstreets.org.uk/NWM. And if you're a parent, a guardian or a teacher, make sure you don't miss the next podcast, which, in celebration of Walk to School Week, is all about how walking is a great way to spend some quality time with your family.